Hello, my dear children, and welcome back to this new episode on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. We are listening to the adventures of Draco the Friendly Dragon together with the children Ayan, Alina, Samir, and their uncle Kabir. In the last episode of this exciting story, Draco finally came awake from his slumber of thousands of years, thanks to Ayan and his friends. Ayan managed to wake Draco and make him breathe in the antidote, which helped the dragon breathe and come awake safely, thus helping to neutralize the effects of the poison from his mother's claw, which had been lodged in his chest. But unfortunately, as Draco awoke, his tail landed on Ayan's legs with a huge thud, instantly shattering them, and the young boy became unconscious with pain. Let's listen now to what happens next. Draco looked around himself, slightly dazed and disoriented. After all, he had been sleeping for thousands of years, and everything felt too bright and too loud. As his eyes adjusted, he could make out that he was in the middle of a valley surrounded by the magic Draga tree. The tree had remained unchanged over centuries and still shimmered with a silvery, shiny light. Its many offshoots had grown all around Draco, protecting him and shielding him from view from all sides. Draco shook his head to wake himself up. He had had the most vivid dream, where a young boy who reminded Draco of Prince Abhi had stood on his chest and pulled out his mother's claw. As he thought of the dream, he felt for the claw that was supposed to be lodged deep in his chest. But it was gone, and so was the wound. There was absolutely nothing there to show that Draco had ever been injured. He rubbed his eyes and sat up straight. Was it a dream then, or did it actually happen? As he started looking around, he suddenly heard a familiar voice and turned his head. And there stood Tolly, his best friend and companion, who had fallen asleep along with Draco, so that they may never be parted. Tolly and Draco were overjoyed to see each other, and Tolly instantly sensed that something had happened and that Draco was distressed. Communicating quickly, like only old friends can, Draco told Tolly about his dream, and Tolly looked around. Draco was now sure that the boy really did exist and wanted nothing more than to thank him. It seemed that he had saved both his and Tolly's life. Just then, the magic Draga tree spirit appeared before Draco and Tolly and welcomed them back from their slumber. It said that the boy who had saved them lay right behind Draco, but trapped under his massive tail, which had crushed his legs. Draco was dismayed to hear this and quickly and carefully turned around. He discovered Ayan lying crumpled upon the forest floor with both his legs broken in multiple places. It was obvious that the boy had collapsed from the pain. Draco felt himself move to tears on seeing this young boy who had risked his life trying to save Draco's. He pleaded with the spirit of the magic Draga tree to take care of him and heal him as quickly as possible so that Draco could thank him properly. Ayan reminded Draco of Prince Abhi when the prince had been young and had started his journey as a dragon rider. Somehow, Draco also felt that his relationship with Ayan would be very similar. Tolly also agreed with Draco and requested the magic Draga tree spirit to help Ayan. The spirit agreed, but only after it had given both Draco and Tolly some magical fruit from its branches so that both of them gained back some of their strength. After all, sleeping for thousands of years without any food or water is an almost impossible task, and one that can completely drain you of any strength. Once both Draco and Tolly felt revived and could stand on their own feet, the spirit turned its attention to the form of the sleeping boy. The magic Draga tree spirit wove a light silvery mesh around the sleeping form of the boy, covering him completely. Before healing Ayan's injuries, the magic Draga tree spirit decided to tell Draco and Tolly everything that had happened, especially in the recent past. The spirit told them how Ayan and his family were all descendants of Prince Abhi, Rosha, and Inu the Wise, and that they possessed many powers that normal human beings didn't. However, Ayan had been the first true dragon rider that had been born in centuries, and that's why the magic Draga tree spirit had been able to connect with him and speak with him about Draco. It explained how it had contacted Ayan through the stream of knowledge in the Cave of Learning to ensure that Ayan finally was able to find Draco and set him free. The spirit also told them that he believed Ayan to be the next dragon rider with a pure heart, and that he could probably help to end the fight with Fireball and Hora's descendants once and for all. While Ayan belonged to Abhi's family, Hora's family had also survived and lived on through the centuries. They had all dedicated their lives to studying dark magic and had sworn to destroy Draco and to avenge Hora's death. The latest sorcerer in their line was Adar the Horrible, who was very powerful and had Fireball as an ally already. However, nobody had seen Fireball in many centuries, and the magic Draga tree spirit believed that he had not yet gained his full powers. It was a mystery, but he was clearly waiting for something to make him more powerful. Having absorbed so much new information, Draco was impatient to speak to Ayan himself and to see if the boy truly was the next dragon rider. He already felt extremely protective toward the young boy who had risked his life to wake up a creature he had never even met. Draco was also curious to meet Alina, Samir, and Uncle Kabir, but his priority would be Ayan. The magic Draga tree spirit got to work on healing Ayan, and the silvery tendrils slowly seeped into the boy's skin, working their magic and healing his injuries. Finally, after half an hour, the spirit declared the boy fully healed and opened up the silvery cocoon that had been covering him. Draco and Tolly sat on either side of Ayan as the young boy slowly regained consciousness and opened his eyes. At first, he could not understand what was happening and just stared at Draco in wonder and awe. Seeing the majestic blue dragon hovering over him might have scared any other person, but to Ayan, it gave him comfort, and a huge smile broke out across his face, dispelling any doubts or fears he might have had so far. Ayan also noticed Tolly sitting on his other side and nodded to the wise and ancient creature. Tolly in turn bowed and acknowledged Ayan. The boy turned back towards Draco. Without uttering a single word, he greeted the dragon and Draco smiled back. They could communicate through their thoughts, exactly the same way that Draco and Prince Abhi could. Ayan was perhaps a true dragon rider. As the boy tried getting up, his feet wobbled and Draco nudged him to support Ayan while he stood. This was their first contact, with both of them awake. As soon as their hands touched, they realized that they could peek into each other's memories. The boy and the dragon stood that way for a while, each absorbing the other's memories and feelings and history. Although not a single word had been spoken, their bond had already been sealed and could never be broken. And this is where we end today's chapter, children. We'll find out more about how Draco and Ayan bond together and start flying together in the next chapter. Don't forget to tune back in to your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. Until then, be safe, be good, and bye-bye.